Choose to dance with life. Tree of knowledge or tree of life? Death or immortality? Choose. Choose to dance with life. Had we received the knowledge of good and evil from God, our discernment would include God's perspective, but Adam chose to take the knowledge rather than receive it. I copied the above sentence from a very insightful interpretation of what happened in the Garden of Eden. What Homo sapiens refused at that juncture is to live according and in harmony with original design. Homo sapiens chose drama. Homo sapiens chose to create a world of their own design and forget that they did it. It's like the actor who read the movie script, knew how it went, but when he was at the scene, decided to do his own thing, wreak havoc, kill, cheat, lie, pretend that it is entirely up to him what would happen. He acted helpless, so he used guns to make others more helpless than himself. He thought he didn't have enough, so he took others because he wanted it. Or he didn't step out of the prison while the doors were open because he thought he deserved to suffer. This is exactly how humanity has been shaping life on the planet, and, if my feedback is accurate and relevant, at least some humans want it better. But when I poke into the issue, they still prefer to do things their way, make their own judgment calls from the limited perspective of the human mind, and from the limited right/wrong, good/evil of the human drama. Source has been sending individuals to find out where humanity is, and tell these people to start spreading the word that there is a better way. There is a better way. I have been living it for some time, and except for a short burst of miswired brain firing, I have been living in my own bubble where your need is as important as mine, where the guidance comes from source via my gut feeling, where I get everything I need when I need it, and I don't have to scheme, strategize, scramble, I can just trust and it comes. That trust thing is the hardest for me. And I guess for you, my dear reader, too. Of course, if you think trust is waiting, trust is idle, you are mistaken. And we just found out why you don't have what you need. Trust is walking, working, and knowing that the stuff will be there exactly at the right moment, not a minute before. Imagine stepping out of your house, looking down and there is no walkway. It looks like an abyss. Trust is seeing that there is no walkway and still stepping, and when the walkway meets your foot a moment later, and the next step, knowing that that is the order of things. Scary beautiful. More scary than beautiful. But that doesn't take away from the beauty of it. It works. And it is glorious. Looking back at my life before I surrendered to the original design, I can see that when things didn't happen my way was entirely the result of me acting, jumping in with both feet, being the only one who could do it. Without trust. Acting cocksure that there is nothing, that there is no one out there supporting me in what I am up to. Alternating idle periods full of fright and hesitation and scheming and moping and wishing with periods of feverish and mindless activities in a world, other people, that surely wasn't going to support. In the midst of the typical Homo sapiens life, I could not see that I had any say in how things turned out. I knew that I could only trust myself. I knew that what I saw was real and there was nothing beyond that. I knew that if I could just be braver, smarter, have more energy, I could forge ahead and get what I want. It was all forceful, violent, a lot like some roller coasters, jerking you left, jerking you right, up, down, horrible. Really, that is how life felt to me. Like a horrible roller coaster. Surrender, trust, design? From the roller coaster it felt that if I trusted, if I surrender, it would be like that 24/7. An intolerable thought, no thank you. I even went to search for a method to change the content of the subconscious so people could benefit, really, from what they learn, from that roller coaster worldview. I never considered that the desire to find a method would take me to the world of the calm, the world of smooth and friendly, where people volunteer to be my friend, where things that had never been possible can get done, get delivered, get fixed. Who would have thought? So, now that I live here, mostly, in this world, I have a new inquat, gap inquat, to close. How am I going to be able to inquat, convert inquat, a typical Homo sapiens to trust, to surrender, to act in spite of uncertainty, to build and learn and trust that what he is building, what he is learning is building something. That at some point the guidance will gently change the direction of his actions to a direction that will take him exactly to where he needs to go next. And, of course, I know that the guidance is there. I know that the people will show up exactly when they are supposed to, gurus, teachers, who have access to more people than I can ever imagine being able to speak to, from my hermitage. So that we can regain, one person at a time, to eat from the tree of life, the tree of immortality, instead of the tree of knowledge. Where you know everything. Why now? Because, you live now. It would not do you any good if it were tomorrow, next generation, next century, would it? This is for you. This is the answer to your prayers. Come, and experience an hour of connecting to your inner guidance system. Feel the connection. Feel the peace. Feel that it's possible. Feel that you can do it. That knowledge will wake up the longing that has haunted you from the beginning of time. To go home, where you are known, you are loved, where you matter. And start doing the work that helps you shed the millennia-old habits of the tree of knowledge life. Come. This coming Saturday, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. NY time. Pick a time that works in your time zone. 4 p.m. in Europe, 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. on the West Coast. 10 p.m. in China, Malaysia. Figure it out. You can do it, and you'll thank me for it. Go and register. Sign up to the notification list and then to the webinar. You will need a computer or a mobile phone. Get the Gottalbiner app for the phone. See you on the call. It's a lot like meditation. Guided meditation. Go to the next step. Go to register at www.yourvibration.com/5senses. In this workshop, I'll guide you through seeing, hearing, sensing, hearing, tasting, smelling. So you get a tiny experience that your body knows things you never consciously experience. This is your access to inner authority.